My personal email's been down since yesterday afternoon. Because the auto renewal didn't go through.
Oh boy.
And when they turn it off, man, they turn it off.
Like, I don't know how much the mic. The Senate Committee on Appropriations will now come to order. We are holding our hearing today in room 2200 of the swing space. I ask that all members of the committee come to the hearing room so that, because we are going to establish our quorum right this minute. Please call the roll.
Caballero?
Here.
Caballero here. Jones?
I'm here.
Jones here. Ashby? Becker?
Here.
Becker here. Bradford? Ciarto?
Here.
Ciarto here. Wahab?
We have a quorum. We have 32 measures on today's agenda, all of which are suspense candidates. All members with bills before the committee have waived presentation, but we will take testimony from the public on each item. I also want to announce that SB 1308 by Senator Gonzalez is still listed in the daily file, but that measure will be rescheduled for our next hearing next week. The Department of Finance has indicated that they do not have a file on any of the measures before the committee, and their representatives will not be present to testify. So that should make the testimony go fairly quickly. So I want to begin by reminding any witnesses that would like to testify to limit their testimony to the fiscal aspects of the bill. And please refrain from lengthy policy discussions and repeating prior testimony in your comments. So we've established a quorum, so we're going to jump right in to the first item on our calendar, which is SB 909 by Senator Umberg, the Stephen M. Thompson Physician Corps Loan Repayment Program. As I said before, this is a suspense file candidate, and Senator Umberg has waived presentation. So we'll go directly to the witness testimony. Are there any witnesses here in room 2200 who would like to testify in support of SB 909? If so, please come forward. Is there any individual wishing to testify in opposition of SB 909 here in room 2200? Well, I want to thank all the witnesses that came forward. as I said, the Department of Finance does not have files on this bill. And so we'll, unless there is a raving need for a question or a comment, the bill is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 909 will move to suspense. We're going to move on to the second item, which is SB 955. By Senator Ciarto, Office of Planning and Research Infrastructure Gap Fund Program. Is there any member, again, Senator Ciarto has waived presentation, so we'll go directly to the witness testimony. Are there any witnesses here in room 2200 who would like to testify in support of SB 955? Anyone in opposition to SB 955? Again, the Department of Finance does not have any files on this bill, so we will bring the discussion back to members.
I have some serious concerns.
There has been a serious concern wave, but regardless, this is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 955 will move to suspense. The next bill is SB 978 by Senator Ciarto, State Government, Budget, State Publications and Format. The senator has waived presentation, so we'll go directly to witness testimony. Anybody who would like to testify in support of SB 978? Seeing none, anybody who would like to testify in opposition to SB 978?
I consider it.
All right, that's it. His gloves are off.
Seeing no one who would like to testify in support or in opposition, the Department of Finance does not have a file. So this bill is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 978 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 957 by Senator Wiener, Data Collection, Sexual Orientation, and Gender Identity. The senator has waived presentation, so we'll go directly to witness testimony. Are there any witnesses that would like, here in room 2200, who would like to testify in support of SB 957? Welcome.
Good morning. Nicole Morales on behalf of Children Now in support.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else in support? Is there anyone who would like to testify in opposition of SB 957? Seeing no one, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill, so we'll bring it back to members. Seeing no discussion or questions, the bill is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 957 will move to suspense. SB 959 by Senator Menjivar, Trans-Inclusive Care, Resources, and Support Services. The Senator Menjivar has waived presentation, so we'll go directly to witness testimony. Is there anybody who would like to testify in support of SB 959?
Nicole Morales on behalf of Children Now in support.
Thank you so much. Anyone else in support? Is there anybody who would like to testify in opposition of SB 959? Seeing none, again, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill, so we'll bring the discussion back to the committee. Seeing none, the bill is a suspense file candidate. Without objection, SB 959 will move to suspense. SB 1281 by Senator Menjivar, Advancing Equity and Access in the Self-Determination Program. The Senator Menjivar, again, has waived presentation, so we'll go directly to witness testimony. Are there any witnesses here in room 2200 who would like to testify in support of the bill? Anyone who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing none, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this matter, so we'll bring it back to the committee. This bill is a suspense file candidate, so without objection, SB 1281 will move to suspense. SB 965 by Senator Min. Senator Min has waived presentation, so we'll go directly to witness testimony. Anybody in the room that would like to testify in support? Is there anybody that would like to testify in opposition? Seeing none, again, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this matter. So this bill is a suspense file candidate, and without objection, SB 965 will move to suspense. SB 967 by Senator Padilla, University of California Pilot Project, Dust Forecast and Warning System, Imperial County and Coachella Valley. Senator Padilla has waived presentation. Are there any witnesses in room 2200 who would like to testify in support? Is there anybody in room 2200 that would like to testify in opposition to SB 967? Seeing none, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill. So the bill is a suspense file candidate, and without objection, SB 967 will move to suspense. SB 995 by Senator Padilla, California State University High Quality Teacher Recruitment and Retention Act. Senator Padilla has waived presentation. Are there any witnesses that would like to testify in support? Are there any witnesses that would like to testify in opposition? The Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill. So without objection, SB 995 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 991 by Senator Gonzalez. School Districts, Los Angeles Unified School District, Inspector General. Senator Gonzalez has waived presentation. Is there any member of the public that would like to testify in support of SB 991? Welcome.
Good morning. Ana Iokamides on behalf of Los Angeles Unified School District, proud co-sponsor, in addition to the Office of the Inspector General, allowing Los Angeles Unified to detect fraud and deter waste with Prop 98 funds. This bill also is fully district funded and does not have a cost to the state. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in support? Is there anyone that would like to testify in opposition to SB 991? Seeing none, this bill is a suspense. Again, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill, and so this bill is a suspense file candidate. Without objection, SB 991 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 1131 by Senator Gonzalez, Medi-Cal providers. Senator Gonzalez has waived presentation, so we'll move on to testimony. Is there anybody that would like to testify in support of this bill? Is there anybody who would like to testify in opposition to 1131? Seeing no further testimony, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill. And it is a suspense file candidate, so without objection, SB 1131 will move to suspense. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I have that right? Okay. Moving on to 1182 by Senator Gonzalez, Master Plan for Healthy, Sustainable, and Climate Resilient Schools. Senator Gonzalez has waived presentation. Is there anybody who would like to testify in support of this bill?
Hello, Chair Members. Sam Nasher with the Los Angeles County Office of Education and Support. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nicole Morales on behalf of Children Now in Support.
Thank you very much. Anyone else who would like to testify in support? Anybody who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing no one, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this, and it is a suspense file candidate. Without objection, SB 1182 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 1003 by Senator Dodd, Electrical Corporation's Wildfire Mitigation Plan. Senator Dodd has waived presentation. Are there any witnesses that would like to testify in support? Any witnesses who would like to testify in opposition? The Department of Finance has no file on this, and it is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1003 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 1384 by Senator Dodd, Empowered Wheelchairs Repair. Senator Dodd has waived presentation. Anyone who would like to testify in support?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Gregory Kramer on behalf of Disability Rights California in support.
Thank you very much. Anyone else in support? Anyone who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing none, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill. So this bill is a suspense file candidate, and without objection, SB 1384 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 1007 by Senator Bradford, Housing Homeowners Assistance for Descendants of Enslaved Persons Program. Is there anybody? Senator Bradford has waived presentation. Anyone who would like to testify in support? Welcome.
Yes, good morning. My name is Kim Mims with the Coalition for a Just and Equitable California, CJEC, American Redress Coalition of California, ARC Sacramento, and Amend the Mass Media Group here in strong support for SB 1007. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, good morning. My name is Darlene Crumity. I'm a member of the Coalition for a Just and Equitable California, as well as the American Redress Coalition of California, ARC Bay Area, and I am in strong support of SB 1007. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, Gregory Kramer on behalf of Disability Rights California in support.
Thank you. Anyone else in support? Seeing no one else, is there anybody in opposition to SB 1007? Seeing none, again, the Department of Finance has no file on this bill. The bill is a suspense file candidate, so without objection, SB 1007 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 1017 by Senator Eggman, Available Facilities for Inpatient and Residential Mental Health for Substance Use Disorder Treatment. Senator Eggman has waived presentation, so we'll move on to witnesses. Anyone who would like to testify in support? Is there anyone who would like to testify in opposition? The Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill, So, and it is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1017 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 1025 by Senator Eggman, pretrial diversion for veterans. Senator Eggman has waived presentation on her bill. Is there anybody that would like to testify in support? Is there anyone who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing none, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill, and it is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1025 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 1095 by Senator Becker, Cozy Homes Cleanup Act, Building Standards, Gas Fuel Burning Appliances. I like that title, Cozy Homes. Who's going to vote against Cozy Homes? I'm sorry, I digress. The senator has waived presentation. So we're going to see if there is anybody who would like to testify here in support. Is there anybody who is here to testify in opposition? Seeing none, the Department of Finance has no file on this bill, and it is a suspense candidate. So without objection, SB 1095 will move to the suspense file. Moving on to SB 1113 by Senator Newman, Beverage Container Recycling Pilot Projects Extension. Senator Newman has waived presentation on his bill. So is there anyone here who would like to testify in support? Anyone here who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing none, the Department of Finance does not have a file, and this is a suspense file candidate, so SB 1113 will move to the suspense file. SB 1119 by Senator Newman, Hospitals Seismic Compliance Urgency. Senator Newman has waived presentation. Are there any witnesses here in support?
Good morning, Grace Copeland on behalf of Providence, proud to sponsor SB 1119. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else here in support? Anyone here in opposition? The Department of Finance does not have a file, and this is a suspense file candidate, so SB 1119 will move to suspense. SB 1244 by Senator Newman. Senator Newman has waived presentation, so we're going to move on to support. Anyone here in support?
Nicole Morales on behalf of Children Now in support.
Very good.
Good morning, Valerie Johnson with the Campaign for College Opportunity in support.
Thank you very much. Anyone else in support? Seeing no further testimony, the Department of Finance does not have a file in this matter. So, and this is a suspense file candidate. So SB 1244 will move to suspense. SB 1187 by Senator McGuire, Housing Programs, Tribal Housing Reconstitution and Resiliency Act. Senator McGuire has waived presentation. Is there anybody here to testify in support?
Madam Chair and members, Gregory Kramer on behalf of Disability Rights California in support.
Thank you. Anyone else in support? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this matter, and the bill is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1187 will move to suspense. SB 1197 by Senator Alvarado Gill, In-Home Respite Services. Senator Alvarado Gill has waived presentation. So is there anyone here in support?
Madam Chair and members, Gregory Kramer on behalf of Disability Rights California. We're a proud co-sponsor of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nicole Morales on behalf of Children Now in support.
Thank you very much. Anyone else in support? Seeing none, is there anybody here in opposition to SB 1197? Seeing no opposition, again, the Department of Finance does not have a file, and this is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1197 will move to suspense. We're going to move on to SB 1213 by Senator Atkins, Healthcare Programs Cancer. Senator Atkins has waived presentation. Is there anyone here to testify in support? Anybody wishing to testify in opposition? Seeing neither, the Department of Finance does not have a file, and this is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1213 will move to suspense. SB 1245, Ochoa Bogue, in-home supportive services, licensed healthcare professionals, professional certification. Senator Ochoa Bogue has waived presentation. Is there anybody who would like to testify in support?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Kathy Sunderland McDonald on behalf of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors in support.
Thank you very much. Anyone else in support? Anyone here in opposition? Seeing no opposition, the Department of Finance does not have a file. So SB, and this is a suspense file candidate, so SB 1245, without objection, will move to suspense. SB 1411 by Senator Ochoa Bogue, Instructional Quality Commission, membership appointments by the Intersegmental Committee of the Academic Senate. Senator Ochoa Bogue has waived presentation. Is there anybody here who would like to testify in support? Anyone here who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing none, the Department of Finance does not have a file, and the bill is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1411 will move to suspense. SB 1248, Senator Hurtado, Pupil Health, Extreme Weather Conditions, Physical Activity. Senator Hurtado has waived presentation. Is there anybody here who would like to testify in support of 1248? Anybody in opposition to SB 1248? Again, the Department of Finance does not have a file, and the bill is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1248 will move to suspense. SB 1258 by Senator Dolley, Medi-Cal Unrecovered Payments Interest Rates. Senator Dolley has waived presentation. Is there anybody here to testify in support? Is there anybody present to testify in opposition? Seeing neither, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this bill, and it is a suspense file candidate, so SB 1258, without objection, will move to suspense. SB 1318, Senator Wahab, Pupil Health Suicide Prevention Policies and Pupil Suicide Crisis. Senator Wahab has waived presentation. Thank you for doing that. Okay. Is there anyone here who would like to testify in support? Anybody who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing neither, the Department of Finance does not have files, and this is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1318 will move to suspense. Moving on to SB 1322 by Senator Wahab, Foster Youth Chafee Educational and Training Vouchers Program. Senator Wahab again has waived presentation. Anyone who would like to testify in support?
Thank you, Madam Chair and Member Kathy Sunderling McDonald, again for the Alameda County Board of Supervisors. Very pleased to sponsor the legislation. This bill would move California's age from 16, where it is today, down to 14 or 15 for youth who left foster care to be able to apply for Chafee education and training vouchers. Those help them fill gaps in other support that they receive to attend college or post-secondary education. Just a couple of fiscal notes while the bill is on suspense. We will continue to work with your staff and, of course, the author's office, as well as the California Student Aid Commission, to think about how the funds could be continue to be prioritized for the youth who are eligible today so as not to displace those youth, because the program is oversubscribed. Mm-hmm. But we do think it's important to get to that same age as the federal rural government allows, and then see the demand for the program so that when times are better, we can make that argument to both the federal government as well as here in the state to receive more funds for this important program. Youth really deserve this support, and we urge your support as you consider suspense later in the session. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sam Nash on behalf of the Los Angeles County Office of Education and Support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicole Morales on behalf of Children Now and Support. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to testify in support? Is there anyone who would like to testify in opposition of SB 1322? Seeing none, again, the Department of Finance does not have a file on this, and this is a suspense file candidate. So SB 1322, without objection, will move to the suspense file. We're going to move on to SB 1404 by Senator Glaser, Political Reform Act of 1974, audits. Senator Glaser has waived presentation. Is there anyone here who would like to testify in support of the bill? Anybody who would like to testify in opposition? Seeing neither, the Department of Finance has no file, and the bill is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1404 will move to suspense. And last but not least, SB 1463 by Senator Nilo, Developmental Services Self-Determination Program, Deputy Director of Self-Determination. Senator Nilo has waived presentation. So we'll move on to witnesses in support of 1463. Anybody in opposition? Seeing neither, the Department of Finance does not have a file, and the bill is a suspense file candidate. So without objection, SB 1463 will move to suspense. All righty. That concludes our bills for today. I want to thank everybody for getting here right on time. We are going to hold the roll open for a few minutes and see if we can catch up with senators that are busy in other committees.
Or late getting ready.
I won't say late getting here, but that may be the case.
Wait till he's got it.
We're going to call a brief recess of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
Nice.
Bills. So I'd like to thank everybody for participating in today's hearing. We have now concluded the agenda. So the meeting of the Senate Committee on Appropriations is adjourned.